Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Dinja Rosicki with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Jungner Meditation Center Hamburg Jungner Dharma Sa of the Jungner Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Jigwang Nepopsanim about as we age, or the state of the Chokjong, stillness and extinction. Enjoy. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Jigwang Nepopsanim. 12,028, May 15, 2025, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. There is an ancient saying, someone who has aged should not create complications. In other words, it means that complications do not help but instead only bother us. As we age, our minds should be put into a state of Chokjong, stillness, extinction. Then we can be truly satisfied and live happily for the rest of our lives. On the other hand, when we make many creations or embark on many tasks, we must invest much concentration and energy in them. Therefore, as we age, when we go outside into the world, we should return to our own body and mind. When we return to ourselves and our minds, we can be much healthier without wasting time and energy, thereby not creating problems for ourselves. As we age, in order to live comfortably, we must work wholeheartedly and attend to all details correctly. But in doing so, many difficulties appear, and even our bodies undergo much stress. Thus, when we decide to retire, we can live comfortably. By thinking that way, mostly everything is taken care of, but in the meantime, the body gets problems. After retiring, a disciple came to the monastery and went to the hospital shortly after arriving because his heart was sore. There his heart suddenly stopped. Thus, he no longer is a person of this world. It was such a tragic situation that saddened everyone. For this reason, we should not exhaust and sacrifice our bodies. So, when we need to relax, we should relax. Taking care of our health is crucial. We exist in the world of no birth and no death. But when people die, it is pitiful that we cannot see or be together with them anymore. Making a connection with the Dharma is an infinite connection. So we can meet in the next life and be together once more. We need to always bear in mind that the most precious connection is the Dharma connection. Hence, notwithstanding that we did an unwise action, even cutting off a relationship, we can meet again and be connected together in a trustful relationship. Therefore, making the karma of connection is most precious, and that is why Sukhamuni Buddha says we are not two, we are one. One actually makes the whole entirety, and the whole entirety actually comes from one. Very often, the Nepopsanim brings food to the columbarium to bless all the ancestors who left us. It makes the Nepopsanim very sad whenever the Nepopsanim sees them there. So the Nepopsanim blesses all of you to be healthy and live a long time, becoming enlightened and having infinitely comfortable lives. Thank you very much, Jigwang Nepopsanim. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much, Jikang Lepopsinim. Lepopsinim is one of the few masters in the world who can perform ancestor ceremonies and then also perceive the deceased. And in this case of the recently deceased, Lepopsinim told us, practitioners, that he had done good karma and would come back one day as a very good-looking person, and that what he would have liked to have had in this life, namely a beautiful relationship, would then be fulfilled in the next life. Thank you very much, Jikwang Lepopsinim. Have a nice week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.